Ninth grade biology. Readings for Monday, May 11th. Chapter 19, pages 381 through 385. Page 381. Understanding populations. The human population of the world was about 6.3 billion in 2003, over three times its size in 1900. During this period of rapid human population growth, populations of many other species have decreased dramatically. Will the human population continue to grow? Will populations of other species continue to get smaller? An understanding of populations is crucial to answering these questions. Properties of populations. A population is a group of organisms that belong to the same species and live in a particular place at the same time. All of the bass living in a pond during a certain period of time make up a population because they are isolated in the pond and do not interact with bass living in other ponds. The boundaries of a population may be imposed by a feature of the environment, such as a lake shore, or they can be arbitrarily chosen to simplify a study of the population. The humans shown in Figure 19-1 are part of the population of a city. The properties of populations differ from those of individuals. An individual may be born, it may reproduce, or it may die. A population study focuses on a population as a whole. How many individuals are born? How many die? And so on. Population size. A population size is the number of individuals that the population contains. Size is a fundamental and important population property, but can be difficult to measure directly. If a population is small and composed of immobile organisms such as plants, its size can be determined simply by counting individuals. Often, though, individuals are too abundant, too widespread, or too mobile to be counted easily, and scientists must estimate the number of individuals in the population. Suppose that a scientist wants to know how many oak trees live in a 10 square kilometer patch of forest. Instead of searching the entire patch of forest and counting all the oak trees, the scientist could count the trees in a smaller section of the forest, such as a 1 square kilometer area. The scientist could then use this value to estimate the population of the larger area. Page 382. If the small patch contains 25 oaks, an area 10 times larger would likely contain 10 times as many oak trees. A similar kind of sampling technique might be used to estimate the size of the population shown in Figure 19-2. To use this kind of estimate, the scientist must assume that the distribution of individuals in an entire population is the same as that in the sampled group. Estimates of population size are based on many such assumptions, so all estimates have the potential for error. Population density. Population density measures how crowded a population is. This measurement is always expressed as the number of individuals per unit of area or volume. For example, the population density of humans in the United States is about 30 people per square kilometer. Table 19-1 shows the population sizes and densities of humans in several countries in 2003. These estimates are calculated for the total land area. Some areas of a country may be sparsely populated, while other areas are very densely populated. Dispersion. A third population property is dispersion. Dispersion is the spatial distribution of individuals within the population. In a clumped distribution, individuals are clustered together. In a uniform distribution, individuals are separated by a fairly consistent distance. In a random distribution, each individual's location is independent of the locations of other individuals in the population. Figure 19-3 illustrates the three possible patterns of dispersion. Clumped distributions often occur when resources such as food or living space are clumped. Clumped distributions may also occur because of a species' social behavior, such as when animals gather into herds or flocks. Uniform distributions may result from social behavior in which individuals within the same habitat stay as far away from each other as possible. For example, a bird may locate its nest so as to maximize the distance from the nests of other birds.